Warren Ball starting at Penn State.
He's the star.
And he's all restrictions are off. He has you
play. The broken leg, I want to say it was a fibula. And so he healed completely. And so he's been full go for a while. We didn't run him in the spring because we just didn't want to run him in the spring. He broke it all the way in the season. He's full go. I don't want to get hurt in practice, but that's just.
How much contact do you give him in practice, like leading up to the Penn State game?
You can do contact in a scrimmage, which sometimes is too reckless, or you can do contact in drills, which is controlled. So we got to have contact. Like, he's got to hand off to him and let somebody pop him. But you can do that in a controlled drill where you don't come from a bad angle where he's not seen. You might limit what he does in a live scrimmage in preseason to keep it from being a shot like that. But we'll control it to some extent, just like we always have. We've always had a key back or a key receiver or a key quarterback that we don't want those guys because everybody's trying to hit them. They can get hurt pretty easy in practice.
It's tough because you haven't had – camp hasn't even opened up yet to ask you how people are doing.
Yeah.
You haven't had a chance to see him. But Trey Chapman –
Well, Trey, we saw a lot through spring ball because he was in spring. And he made a very smooth transition, really picked it up well. And so if we're in our four wideouts, he's starting. And if it's three wideouts, he's in the rotation. So he's very excited about the move and the chance in his last year to utilize his athletic ability. And so we're looking forward to him out there.
Justin King, both gone.
Justin King, both have to go to a junior college, and both can be back in January, but they fell just below the requirements to and it really wasn't NCAA requirements. It was Akron's. As a first-year guy, you have to have it 1.8 or 1.9, but to be eligible NCAA-wise in a lot of schools. But for Akron, if you ever fall below a 2.0, they dismiss you for a semester. So both those guys can come back in January, but they had to take off and go to a junior college and take hours. But I think both of them were in backup situations. And Jess played a little bit last year, but King was not eligible last year. So it's not that we lost something that we know what we had, but you hate to see those guys have to go back and come back. But those are two that had to go out to get back in.
Okay. Brian Bell.
Brian should be fine. He'll be here. Brian should be ready to go. You know, he had a school disciplinary situation, and that's probably not something because of the school situation. And he's taken care of it. He'll be back and ready to go.
We got interrupted at Newman Williams because he looks like a beast in the weight room. Think this is the year he's going to stay healthy?
If he doesn't get hurt. I mean, Newman didn't get hurt in high school at all. He had great high school video. If Newman was not, if he was 6'3" instead of 5'10", he would have been recruited by a lot of schools at his position. But he's been hurt. He's been very good when he's healthy, and he's been hurt a lot, and he's been serious injuries. So he's had, but you know what? He's had a great offseason. And if you look at him, there's a look in his eye. I'm not going to let this thing. So if he stays healthy, I believe Newman will have a great year because although he's not tall, he's a 265, 270-pound tight end, H-back. And he's got athletic ability and good feet for blocking and great hands. Not as fast as he used to be when he was smaller. But the only question on Newman, will his body hold up? Some bodies are not as dependable as that. They just fall apart. I don't think he ever had these problems in high school. I think it's just happened. And I think, I think he's going to stay healthy and have a great year. But if he does stay healthy, he will have a great year.
Okay. Tommy Woodson.
We just got to see how he overcomes the surgery. I mean, during the season, they couldn't find anything wrong with it. He tried to go every week, and it was a disaster every week. And the later he got in the season, the more he would try to go, and then by the end of the warm-up, he couldn't go. And and then at the end of the season, when they went in and looked at his arm, they found some major problems, and they had to operate. So now you have to say, you got to say, okay, we got to start over on that because he won a lot of games for us, although it was a struggle last year. So he's had surgery. He's getting well. He'll be cleared probably by the start of 2 days. It's his position to lose. But just in case the arm doesn't heal,
so
we're not
going to
go through it again.
Do you know?
That's the same. If you see that the week of the game, that should be a red flag that you better not go down this route again because that's you don't know if that means I'm hurt or I'm trying to go. So he wants to do it. We're not. We have said, you know what? None of us were like last year, but the guy was hurt. He had surgery.
we've got some great competition, really good competition, some guys we can win with. But he should not be held accountable. He should not be punished for having a pretty bad shoulder. You know, we just didn't get it. You know, I don't want to say more because you say, well, why didn't they find it? They just didn't find it. One of those things, they didn't find it until after the season. And you didn't, and every week he hoped he could go and couldn't go, you know. And so it was one of those tough things. But we at least we knew we had to get more people at that position. So on one hand, there's a lot of competition there. On the other hand, I wish we'd had that many people there last year, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Have you had a chance to see Robbie Keeley throw it all other than tape?
Kelly. Yeah, I mean, we saw him. Robbie Kelly, it's funny because we weren't looking for Robbie Kelly. We had gotten Nick Johns in at January, and him and Cato were fighting it out, and they're both doing a great job. But we got a call from the quarterback coach at Quincy University, who was now working somewhere else because the head coach left in May to be a quality quarterback guy. But Robbie and the quarterback coach was the quarterback at NC State when Chuck Amato was there, and that quarterback's dad was Todd's head coach. And this quarterback was their starter after, and he says, this guy's better than me. He went to a certain high school in Illinois. The previous two guys, and you know their names if I could say them, both signed Division I, one of them's in the NFL, so he only started 1 year. And he didn't get looked at real good. He goes to Quincy, and he throws for a ton of yardage. And the quarterback coach says he's better than I was. I started NC State. So it's now the kid, had once his coach graduated, left the school, he had 2 years left. He said, I'm just going to go try to play Division I. So he said, Coach, you don't have to promise me a position. I'll just go fight it out. Mm-hmm. So he saw that Tommy had been hurt. He said, that's as good a place as any. Where can you go and have a chance?
Yeah.
So he's got 2 years left. He's a great kid. He's got a cannon. He's got a strong arm. He's a 3.6 accounting. He's everything you like in leadership. Now he's in the hunt. So I guess after last year, if a guy wants to go in there and compete for that job, now you got Cato, you got Nick Johns, you got Robbie Kelly and Tommy Woodson, and you got a true freshman, Alex Rambert, that probably will be able to redshirt. But if you look at all their eligibility, Tommy's got 1 year left, Robbie Kelly's got 2 year left, Nick Johns has 3 year left, and Cato has 4 year left. So you kind of got your, and then the freshman has 5. So now you kind of got your quarterback thing set better, in case somebody gets hurt. We, if anything, it was probably my fault thinking we could get through with Tommy, and then Trevon is a different type of quarterback. So you had, and then the redshirt. If Tommy would have definitely been out for the entire season after the second game, we'd have probably pulled Cato's redshirt. But it wasn't fair with 2 games left to pull his redshirt, you know. And so it was just one of those things. So, I think I've explained it well. We hope Tommy's healthy enough and he's ready to go, but we needed to get people there on the team. And they're all fighting their butt off. And you know what? If it's safety, you don't play unless you beat everybody out. The quarterback, you got to beat everybody else to play. We got to make sure that position is no different than else. But anyway, but you'd hope Tommy's healthy and going. So you just have to. We just got to watch him.
We talked about Bell, King, and Jest. Bell coming back. King and Jest.
King and Jest. Yeah. King was not eligible last year. He was never hired 13. So he was a guy that we had great ideas about. And if he'd have got his academics, he didn't take care of his academics, and he was a good student at Miami. But he didn't do. He's got to sit out for a semester, go to a junior college for a semester. But I don't know that King and Jest was a backup at best. But he's had some good potential. But we've got we got good depth at those positions. When you talk about Bell, Hauser, Ulysses, Lloyd, Lako, Devontae Junius, and I'm probably missing some of them. We got some freshmen that are pretty good. So I think we've got some depth there that have played a lot of football. And especially with Bell, who was one of our best players at the end of the season, and Ulysses Gilbert. And then Hauser was hurt. Hauser had a sprained ankle probably the first 4 games. He wasn't worth a lick. He couldn't, and he had to start with him. But he's a pretty good linebacker now. He's kind of a leader of our team. So I really like, you have to come out and watch, but I really like the potential there.
Any other comings and goings that of note?
I don't think. I mean, we still got a couple guys. Summer school got to do their part. But, we I hate to lose Kings, and we hadn't seen what he could do yet.
Yeah.
You know, Jess was going to be a good fit. He's funny. He's a bad body type, but he's a pretty good football player too. But like I said, when you got Copeland, you got Brock Boxen, you got Brennan Williams, you got Camaro, you got the Brimage kid we signed at East, you got a couple other guys that you haven't seen. You got him Dylan Meeks. You got a guy named Dylan Meeks. Guy named Matt Hansen, And we got our defensive ends, you know, that are pretty big, you know, over there. So I feel pretty good about that.
Could you say anything about Jason Taylor in the Hall of Fame and what that means to Akron?
I think it's to be able to recognize Jason Taylor, and that the fact that it brings light to Akron. In a small way, it's like LeBron James being from Akron. Jason Taylor is from the University of Akron. When they say his name in here, it's University of Akron.